It was a welcome sight, I'm sure, seeing number 85 walking out to the practice field alongside you. Just about hopefully getting that guy back in the lineup this week.
Number 85?
84.
Oh, okay.
Who's number 85?
Numbers were never really
good. We got a new player. Okay.
No, 84.
No, 84. Yes. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the guy with the dreadlocks. He's pretty good. are you kidding me? It's like a breath of fresh air for this offense. And I'm happy for him that he's able to get back out there. And he looked really good at practice. So a little rusty, but... You know, by game time, I expect him. He's the consummate pro. I know for sure he's going to go out there and be back to that Roddy White type player that we all love and love to play with. So it's good to have him back in the lineup. It's going to help us a lot.
Just a key. I mean, getting a guy like that back, especially when you're going up against guys like Sherman, Browner, Earl Thomas, all those guys on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, it's great because, you know, obviously this defense is one of the best in the league, especially against the pass. So it's good to have a guy like Roddy back. I can't wait for that matchup. Seeing him going against all their DBs, let alone just Sherman. I mean, I think that's probably going to be something that's talked about because I think Sherman, whatever, circled this game on his calendar. It's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but saying how he wants to go against Roddy. But, you know, it's fun to see, you know, good professionals like that compete. And, you know, hopefully Roddy can go out there and have a good day and help us win.
Tony, you guys, the way the season's gone, is it now just sort of looking at each game that comes about, saying we can sort of make their life a little difficult now when those teams come into town?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy if it comes to that, because anytime I step on that field, I believe that if we play our game right, we can win. And I don't care what the record is, what the score is. I mean, it's important that we go out there and realize that the eye on the sky is on you, and you want to make sure that you put good product out there on that field. And that's just the way I've always played. And I hope my teammates, who cares about – I'm not out to ruin anybody's season. I'm out there to just win. And hopefully that's what we can get done week in and week out for the rest of the season. And who knows? I know mathematically we are still not out of it. So it's important. I'm going to be optimistic about it until they tell me that it's over. As far as the win-loss goes in playoffs and all that stuff, that's what we're playing for. I'm playing for.
Is this team still – you feel that all way in the locker room? There's no – stop from anybody?
I haven't seen it at all. There's no giving up. And I've been on teams before where I couldn't say that. But this team, I mean, it's just, I think it starts with the leadership. Obviously starting from Smitty on down to the players, but all of our leadership type players, we haven't packed it in. We're going to go out there and we're going to play hard. And let's see who's the best team at the end of the game. And that's what we got to do. That's the mindset we got to have. We got some people coming back now. Obviously, with Roddy coming back, you know, our left tackle Sam Baker is going to be back for a second week, and he's, you know, getting back into his groove. We've got Spoon coming back next week, hopefully. So it's our core team is starting to come together, and we'll see what happens. So hopefully, you know, it starts this week, obviously, Seattle, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but because you know they're going to be ready for it. But, you know, we got to go out there and play our game, and hopefully we come out on top.
It's been that million-dollar question all year. Coach talked about on Monday, the four quarters just haven't been played. You guys will play three and a half almost. Mm-hmm. But what allows those lulls to happen that kind of end up being the end of you guys on the field?
Well, I tell you what, if I knew, I would definitely say something, because it's never ever one thing. Everybody wants to point to something, you know, and you know, they make mountains out of hills at this point, especially when you're losing like this. But I don't think there's one specific type thing. I mean, it seems like it's different. It rotates, and you know, that's something that we got to get taken care of, and we got to be on our game. And when you don't have your starters in there, that makes a difference. I don't care what anybody says, you know. And like I said, I'm not trying to make excuses, and I've told you guys that before. It's not an excuse. We still have to go out there and play the game. But when you don't have the guys that were going to be designated there at the beginning of the season, it's tough. You know, it's just but that's how the NFL goes. It's the nature of the beast, and we got to roll with it and make it work.
It's been a crazy year. One win this week against, you know, a really good team could change the whole tide, confidence, yeah. Everything, right?
It really could. Obviously, going out there and getting a win against this team would really help us out confidence-wise. But like I said, it's going to be tough, and I think we're up for the challenge. And I know the guys in the mood around this locker room right now is can't wait to get out there and play. It's going to be fun.
Do you think Seattle has a little – want to give you guys a little extra knowing?
Why wouldn't they? why wouldn't they want to come in here and give it to us? I don't expect them to have any type of lull, you know, especially after the last couple games that they played. They've had some close games against teams that they, quote-unquote, should have just been able to beat pretty easily. So, you know, coming in here after what happened last year in the playoffs, and it's not the first time we played them last year in the playoffs. I mean, we've played this team a lot. I think it's almost every year since I've been here. And we've got the better of them. So, you know, they're going to come in here and ready to roll and try to prove a point. So we got to be ready, and hopefully we can come bring our A game and see what happens.